Highlights from the Rapid Plus TCT show floor, day 2. Yesterday, engineering.com reported on day 1 of the Dynamic Rapid Plus TCT event, which took place from May 17th to 19th at Huntington Place in Detroit. The trade show featured the latest and greatest in 3D printing from over 400 exhibitors. Read on to explore day 2 of Rapid Plus TCT show floor highlights. HP's booth showcased industrial-grade applications of its multi-jet fusion, MJF, technology for automotive, healthcare and consumer segments. Interesting exhibits included a backpack with soft, lightweight lattice structures for improving ventilation and enhancing comfort for hikers. Another interesting consumer item was a pair of Athos shoes that were 3D printed in thermoplastic polyurethane, TPU, based on a scan of the owner's feet. Other examples of personalization included 3D printed ski goggles for each skier's face, and steering handles for racing simulations. A one-part 3D printed Sing speaker featured optimal design for an enhanced listening experience. A 3D printed device created a multisensory experience in conjunction with VR goggles. The Jet Fusion 5200 printer was also on display, operating alongside HP's new automatic unpacking station, which made its North American debut at Rapid Plus TCT. The closed-loop system served to reduce the labor associated with cleaning parts by minimizing the amount of powder that would be stuck to prints, ultimately resulting in less powder waste. Spay 3D. Elsewhere on the show floor, Australia-based Spay 3D was manufacturing copper batter terminals live using its cold spray Lightspeed 3D system for the supersonic 3D printing of large metal objects at record-breaking speeds. Spay 3D's patented technology involves the high-speed deposition of fine metal particles from a nozzle towards a target. These particles are coordinated using a robot, which is maneuvered to capture the particles in exactly the right spot. The molecules bond together upon impact to create a solid, full-density part. Australia is not a heavy industrial country, said Byron Kennedy, Spay 3D CEO. We do mining, oil and gas, defense, and that to us is perfect because they're the kind of technologies which we are targeting. Those heavy remote applications that the rest of the market really isn't servicing. No one wants to put a 3D printer in the field at the front line except us. According to Kennedy, while Spay 3D's hardware is robust and easily deployable, the sophistication is actually in the company's software. We're the only ones that actually manufacture parts with the cold spray process versus coating or repair, because the software is very sophisticated and difficult, said Kennedy. So, we're the only ones that crack the software, and our core IP is actually our software. Looking at the company, you would assume we are a hardware company, but we're essentially a software company that sells a box. The Spay 3D CEO believes that the company's speedy technology is best for the just-in-time manufacturing of medium to large metal parts, so that dependence on brittle supply chains can be eliminated. Nexa 3D. Continuing the ultra-fast trend was Nexa 3D, who exhibited their new ZIP and QLS 820 systems for the first time in North America, along with their flagship NXE400 and recently introduced NXE200 3D printers. Nexa 3D's Rapid Plus TCT booth was teeming with activity, including live demonstrations of the ZIP, the industrial resin 3D printer manufacturer's first desktop 3D printer. According to the company, the ZIP, pronounced ZIP, combines the speed of Nexa 3D's lubricant sublayer photocuring (LSPC) technology with industrial-grade capabilities in a smaller, more accessible package. Our closest competitor would be a desktop SLA machine, and we know that we have roughly a 5-10x speed advantage there, said Michael Curry, VP and General Manager of Desktop Business at Nexa 3D. If a client is struggling with time and wants more throughput, this is pretty much a clear answer for that. Another advantage of the ZIP system is that it has been designed with an open material platform, allowing it to print with not only Nexa 3D's resins but also third-party materials. The desktop 3D printer features a smart resin cartridge and toolless vat system for simplified resin loading / unloading. In other firsts, Nexa 3D took to the trade show floor to unveil the QLS 820, the company's first selective laser sintering (SLS) 3D printer. It's the only quad laser printer out there for polymers, said Kristen Mulhern, General Manager of Powder Bed Solutions at Nexa 3D. With 8 liters an hour and an average of 20% packing density, it's designed specifically from the ground up with production printing in mind. It's about 3 to 4 times the part throughput of competitive technologies. The QLS 820 is still in development, with the first placement expected around fall this year. One feature that differentiates the system is its automation-ready architecture. Essentially, what'll happen is the build unit at the end of the printer will undock, drive out, move to the side, and a new build unit will move in, redock and start automatically, shared Mulhern. You get to eliminate that one shift change in the middle of the night and ultimately have less people involved in the printing process. You could have one operator running a fleet of 10 printers, 24/7. In another year or so, we expect that the build unit will be completely autonomously guided. At the end of the day, our target is complete lights-out manufacturing. To read about what we saw at Rapid Plus TCT on the first day of the trade show, check out highlights from the Rapid Plus TCT show floor, day 1.